Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Saints fans lawsuit versus the NFL. Fumble! On Monday, the lawsuit filed by a couple of New Orleans Saints ticket holders against the NFL for failing to utilize and follow their own rules, which happens to be NFL Rule 17, Section 2, and cause a replay of the final minutes of this year's NFC Championship game, was brought before a U.S. District Court magistrate in New Orleans. And who dat be the presiding judge, you ask? Well, she is Federal District Judge Susan Morgan, who happens to be a Louisiana native who happened to have attended Northeast Louisiana University in Monroe and received her law degree from LSU. Now, while we don't know whether Judge Susan Morgan is a Saints fan, first appearances would certainly seem favorable for the home team of litigators in their efforts to confront and take down the evil empire called the National Football League. Holy hoodat! First down, Saints! The lawsuit was brought forward by two of the New Orleans Saints fans who demanded to know why the NFL did not employ one of its own rules which would have compelled the league and its commissioner, Roger Goodell, to cause the final 1 minute and 49 seconds of the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game between the Saints and the Los Angeles Rams to be replayed. Now, in case you were, stuck on Gilligan's Island a week ago, a more than obvious pass interference and helmet-to-helmet contact penalty on a third-down pass play late in the game by the Saints was conveniently overlooked by the officiating crew, which we learned later had four of their paid employees who resided in Southern California, home of the Los Angeles Rams. For the NFL, the howls came loud nationwide and included accusations, mine included, that the, quote, fix was in. Saints fans expected the NFL's commissioner to step in and act quickly, decisively, and explain why the NFL rules were not utilized to cause the final moments of the game to be replayed by no later than last weekend, or at least explain why they didn't do anything at all. Predictably, the NFL went into hiding last week and failed to address the issue. And as I opined last week, the league probably spent the entire time lawyering up. If the game officials did indeed intentionally swallow their whistles on the play, then the credibility and financial viability of the league's 32 professional football franchises could be irreparably harmed if the outcome of games could be altered by financially or emotionally motivated game officials. Regardless, the lawsuit filed by the Saints fans was dismissed by most of America as a big waste of money, as useless, and as a futile Hail Mary of sour grapes effort to go against the behemoth legal defense team of the multi-billion dollar enterprise known as the National Football League. With the judicial clock running and the countdown to the Super Bowl featuring the Los Angeles Rams against the New England Patriots now less than 1 week away, the NFL is the overwhelming betting favorite to win this judicial battle royale. The District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana cleared some time on Monday to hear the arguments presented by both sides. On Monday, the NFL kicked off the hearing by contending that delaying the Super Bowl game this weekend in order to replay the concluding minutes of the Saints and Rams game, if the NFL were to do that, of course, could cost the league $100 million or more due to the large number of sunk costs associated with playing the season's finale slated for this Sunday afternoon in Atlanta. The NFL, in a 22-page brief filed with the court, stated that the courts cannot, quote, compel the commissioner to utilize this relatively obscure rule in this case or in any other. The NFL also said that a clause in this obscure rule makes it virtually impossible for football teams to reverse an official's decision, quote, the commissioner will not apply authority in cases of complaints by clubs concerning judgmental errors or routine errors of omission by game officials. Games involving such complaints will continue to stand as completed, unquote. In this case, though, the lawsuit was brought by ticket holders and not the New Orleans Saints Football Club. Now, that issue seems to be a flaw in the lawsuit, though. The ticket holders could possibly demand a financial restitution from the NFL, but may not be able to compel the NFL's commissioner to utilize this rule to cause a replay of the final minutes of the game. According to one report, the attorney for the Saints ticket holders admitted to the judge yesterday that his clients, quote, are not asking for money damages, unquote, and later admitted that, quote, we are not trying to stop the Super Bowl from going forward, unquote. We're asking the commissioner to follow the rules. Fumble! If the Saints ticket holders aren't asking for financial damages and, according to their attorney, also asking the court to delay the Super Bowl from going forward this weekend, what is he asking for? Like me, the judge now seems to be confused as well. So she asked both of the parties for further briefings. More paperwork. More delays. The NFL's attorneys may be playing an away game in this federal court, but they definitely seem to have secured the upper hand at this point in the legal game. Tick, tick, tick. I'm Swamp Swami. More later.